let's talk about the bowlers just a little bit. Seems to be everything looking good. Lingit Giri has become this fourth seamer. If Dale Steyn does not make it back in time, then there seems to be a potent enough bowling attack. Do you see them going with an all-seam attack? Maharaj didn't quite trouble the Indians as much as, you know, maybe South Africa would have expected him to.
They will definitely play Keshav Maharaj in the first three test matches. He bowled really well against Australia in Australia. He surprised all of us there. I think the pace attack, it's a strong one. I think if you have Vernon Philander, who's been bowling quite well, you have Morne Morkel's actually bowled really well, and then, of course, Kagiso Rabada, that is a strong attack. Now, I don't think South Africa will go with four seamers, no spinner. I think they'll go with three seamers, the spinner, and then they'll load the batting a little bit. So you may well have a situation where Lungi Ngidi, that he doesn't play all the test matches, but he'll be certainly there and thereabouts, and if there's an injury, something happens, he'll be in.
The bowling attacks just cancel each other out, or can you still think, can you see a little more in either one of them? Does Australia have the more variety with the left-arm seamer in Stark?
I think they probably do. I think as far as quality is concerned, I think both bowling attacks will present a threat to the top order. Depending on conditions, if you get certain conditions, Vernon Philander will be very, very effective if it nips around a little bit. You probably have to say, as far as pure pace is concerned, Australia in front, because they've got Stark, they've got Hazelwood, they've got Cummins, who all bowl that 145 mark. So they'll keep the pressure on, and then they've got Nathan Lyon, who does a great job with his off-spinner. So it's a well-balanced attack, and as you rightly point out, with a left arm, it's got variety. So possibly a little bit more of that, but you cannot underestimate the South African attack either.